الله
الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. We continue with our series on inheritance. Today is episode number 7. Remember, today's date is the 22nd of Rajab, 1443, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 24th of February, 2022. So we have our Honorable Mufti Sapia. Mufti Sapia, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaid khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sapia, in a few words, what is the importance of drawing up a will?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah Jalla wala informs us in Surah 3, Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 185. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. So death is a reality. Even the non-Muslim, even the atheist knows one day he or she will have to leave this world. Islamically, again, Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 185. And yes, we see today is the 22nd of Rajab, and 1443. Always we need to go back to our history, our glorious history, and we will find great inspiration, motivation. And on the 22nd of Rajab, the 60th year, 60, we find Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, whose demise took place. And remember, he has one distinction. No one in the world will ever have it. And that is among the Sahaba, the beloved companions and students of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his reign and rule was for about 19 and a half years. Therefore, the ulama write about 20 years approximately. From the year 41, when Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an, the elder brother of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, and the son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, so he, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, resigned and handed over the mantle of leadership and khilafat to him, to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. The year 41 is known as Amul Jama'ah, the year of solidarity, unity, one khalifa, one ruler, one Amirul Mu'mineen. All the Sahaba companions that were there, they put their hands in the hands of him, of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and remember, he ruled from the year 41 right up to 60, the 22nd year, 22nd of Rajab rather, and the year was 60. So we should know all these type of things. So one day we also will die, sooner or later. Allah alone knows when, where and when, that only Almighty Allah knows. So therefore is imperative, mandatory, compulsory, every male, Muslim male, female, and poor or rich, we must have a will. And not just a will, and the will must be according to the Sharia. And Almighty Allah has mentioned that in Surah chapter 4, verses 13-14, if we do things properly, وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, that is the supreme success. And if a person did it, he has a will, but according to his own whim's fancies, unilaterally he drew it up, what he thought is the best, then there are severe consequences. Chapter 4, Surah Fervor 4, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. When a person is disobedient to Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they go beyond the limits, they give somebody more, somebody less, they deprive, disown somebody, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah dispatches that person to Jahannam, the hellfire, for very, very long time, long period. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for such a person, there'll be a humiliating punishment. So next week, Thursday, will be 29th of Rajab, and that night will be the 1st of Shaban, inshallah, next week, Thursday night. So before Rajab ends, we should try and ensure that we have our will and everything sorted out. So that is the real preparation for Shaban and Ramadan, and therefore we need to understand our responsibilities.
Mufti Saab, can we do a revision of what we have been doing the past few weeks? What are the shares of the husband and the wife?
Remember, before we even come to shares and all these type of things, we should always remember this chronological table. Like, this table must work in sequence. It's compulsory. Suddenly we find there's a death in our family. The father passed away, mother passed away, somebody passes away. That's the time reality hits us. Like this, we just carry on. So you must remember, in our family, the first time was in 1982 in Ramadan. My beloved father passed away, then 97, my mother passed away. So that's the time this reality comes to you. So first thing we must do is ensure what amanat there is, that somebody entrusted and left some jewelry or money or some coins or whatever valuables. All that must be returned to the rightful owners. That must be done immediately. Why? Because people must not think and assume that that is part of the estate or belong to the deceased person. And Almighty Allah commands us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّ الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِيَا. Thereafter, the burial, funeral expenses. You have to pay for the grave, you have to pay for the coffin, the shroud, you have to pay for the hearse. So all these issues here must be expedited. Take the money from the estate, and if one of the heirs or family members, friends want to pay, so permissible, no problem. Thereafter, the debts of the deceased, that the debts of human being, Muslim, non-Muslim, everybody agrees. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah says, in category 2, as far as debts go, only human beings' debts. The Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, overwhelming majority say no, the debts of Allah also included, whether they are mentioned or not mentioned in the world, irrespective, that will come automatically. And they use the dalil and evidence you will find in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Taynullah ya haqqu wa awfa. It is more deserving that the debts of Allah must be paid also. So what will be the debts of Allah? Unpaid zakat, unpaid sadaqatul fitr, unpaid kafara. People took an oath, and remember, they violated the oath. They desecrated the sacred name of Almighty Allah. So all this will also be must be paid from the estate, whether it's stipulated or not. That is according to Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali scholars. Then third one will be wasiyah. That is, you must remember what we have bequeathed for non-heirs. It can be a person, Muslim or non-Muslim, the beneficiary, or it can be, you must remember, a person, so an organization, and remember the organization that does good work Islamically, not some church or some haram place and so forth, then it will be null and void, obviously. So person today, you know, if you look at South African law and Western law in most countries, freedom of testation, meaning you can leave your money for the zoo, you can leave your money for some, you understand, funny crazy place and all. So Islam will say all that is null and void. So that will be, you must remember, category 3, and maximum is 1/3 of the net estate. Then you come to the shares of the heirs. So first will be burial, funeral expenses, then the debts, and then the wasiya, what we bequeath for non-heirs, and then the shares of the heirs. So it's very easy. Take the shares of husband, wife, first know it. So husband's share will be either 25% or either 50%. When will it be 25%? When he passes away. So when his wife passed away, and then if she has a child or children from him or a previous husband, so then he will inherit 25%. Remember that, that's the husband. So wife passed away, and she has a child, children from him or another husband, then remember 25% for the husband. No children at all, then for the husband 50%. Finish. So what is the husband's share? 25% or 50%? Opposite way, so the, what is the wife's share? Either 12.5% or either 25%. So you must remember, husband passed away, he left a wife or two wives or whatever and so forth. He has a child or children from these current wives or any previous wife, a wife that passed away or he divorced or what have you. So in a case like that, that when he has a child and he left one wife, so 12.5%. He left two wives, so still 12.5%, but to them it will go 6.25% like that. And if he left no children at all, from no wife does he have children, currently or previous wives, then the wife will inherit 25%. So what is the share of the wife? 12.5 or 25%? So these are things we must memorize, we must know it, so that when the time comes to work it out, we know it on our fingertips. Quran teaches all this in Surah number 4, verse number 12.
Mufti Sahib, as a recap, what are the shares of the sons and the daughters?
So remember that if there's one daughter, then it is 50%. If it is two or more daughters, then you must remember it is 2/3. And if they come with the sons, meaning their brothers, the father passed away or mother passed away, and then they left, you must remember what we will say, son and daughter, sons and daughters, whatever the case is. So then it will be ratio 2:1. Two sons, two daughters, so 6 shares. So that will be 2:2 for the sons and 1:1 for the daughters. The real evidence of that, لِذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَدِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, chapter number 4, verse number 11. So that is why. So Maulana, I'm going to ask you one tricky one today. Let's see now. So quickly, let's start. You must remember 3:3. So how much the shares will be? 3 sons, 3 daughters.
10.
3 sons,
it's
3 daughters.
So it's 6 for the boys, and so it's 9.
9. So you must remember, you mustn't make mistake, right? You must be concentrate. Then 4:1. 4 sons and 1 daughter.
9.
4 daughters, 4 sons and 1 daughter. 9. Perfect. Now, Maulana, that I passed away and I left 10 sons. So you must say, now what will happen in a case like that? 10 sons I left. So what happens in a case like that?
It will be split equally amongst them.
How? So how you will say? So what you will say? I died and I left 10 sons. No other heirs I left. Just 10 sons only. So how you will give them the shares?
Each son will get 10%.
Very good. So you see that you're concentrating now. So you just bring it to percentage, and that's why we give you easy one. So 100% it has to be. So every son get 10, 10, 10. So you must remember that if it is 3 sons, then each son will get
33.3%.
Well, 1/3, 1/3, 1/3. And if it's 2 sons only?
50%.
First, so like that it will work out. So we must remember this type of things here. So now again, you must remember the law I gave you. 5 people in normal circumstances, they must inherit. Who are the 5? Father, mother, parents. Son, daughter, children. And remember, surviving spouse. Father, husband dies, wife must inherit, or wives must inherit. Wife passes away, the husband must inherit. We underline, underscore the word normal circumstances. Because if that person, Allah forbid, is a murtad, he was a Muslim, he or she became an apostate and left Islam, they don't inherit. So second one, Allah forbid, they're qatil, they murderer, they couldn't wait. You must remember, the wife couldn't wait, the wife must die, he just pulled the AK-47 and shot her dead, Allah forbid. Or you must remember, the son couldn't wait for his father, so he shot him. So in that case, obviously, Al-Qatilu la yarithu, hadith in Tirmidhi, so they will not inherit in those cases. So therefore, we mention the term, that is, you must remember, that normal circumstances. So the daughter, one more time, if she's alone, 50%, two or more. We're speaking of biological daughter, not adopted daughter, stepdaughter, foster daughter, they don't inherit. So you can bequeath for them up to one third, remember that. So in a case like that, we will say that it must be biological daughter, al-bintu sulbiya. So that is what is meant. Then next one, we must remember, one daughter, 50%, two or more daughters, two-thirds, son and daughter, ratio 2-1. So that is how you will continue. So just to make life easy, Maulana, so now I died and I left the wife. You must think it out or write it down. So I died and I left. Easy one, but we see how far you go. So I left the wife. Suleiman, you also must sit there in the engineering room and work it out also. Because you got a mother and you got sons and you got, you must remember all this. Inshallah, wife, another wife will come also, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So that, so you'll make the ummah more also, mashallah. So another sharpshooter. Okay. So you must remember that in a case like this, so what will happen? I passed away, so I left the wife, right? And thereafter, you must remember, I left three sons and I left one daughter. So now, Maulana, you work it out. So we worked out already, burial, funeral expenses, debts are paid, all that. Wasiya is done, now is the shares of the heirs. Hazrat Maulana Zahid Khan, Damat Barakatuh, has to work out. Now work it out, Maulana.
Which is have three sons, three daughters.
No, three sons, one daughter.
One daughter.
I make easy for you.
So the wife will get 12.5%.
Excellent, very good.
Then the shares that will be split between the children will be equal, 2-1 ratio, so that will be it will be 6-7 shares.
Right, so work it out in percentage now.
So we're going to take 100% and we're going to minus 12.5%.
Right.
So that leaves us with close to 87.5%.
Right.
So this 87.5%, we're going to divide it into 7 shares.
All right. So what we will get? I give you one clue. The daughter will get 12.5%. The daughter will get the daughter's share and the wife's share is equal in this case. So if the daughter is getting 12.5, then how much each son will get?
So we'll take 87.5 minus 12.5. So that will be...
So 12.5 is gone for the wife and 12.5 is gone for the daughter. So how much is left?
So we left with 75%.
Yeah, so how much each son will get?
So there's three sons, 25% each.
There's it. Finish. You got it down? So therefore, I told you, easy one I give you. So a person passed away and he survived by who? His wife, three sons and one daughter. So wife will get 12.5%. Why? Because there's child or children. And now the remainder, we see there's three sons and there's one daughter. So there's 7 shares. So there's 7 shares. Now we divide that 87.5 into that. So 25, 25, 25 for the three sons, and 12.5 is left, that will go to the daughter. So in this instance, the wife of the deceased and the daughter of the deceased, both share is equal. It doesn't happen always like that. But this is just an easy example I gave you. Are we clear?
Sure.
So you must remember that, right. So that is how it will work out. So we finish with the husband, wife, we finish with the sons and daughters, so remember that. Now next one, who we have to go to?
The parents.
Right. Now we go to the parents of the deceased. Again, we must make it clear and qualify that who do we refer to and mean when we say parents. It means the biological father, biological mother, not the adopted father, adopted mother. I'll come to the adoption story now. And then remember, not stepfather, stepmother, not foster father, foster mother. Must be the real biological father, biological mother. What are their shares? I'll mention now. You see, regarding adoption, we must understand these three things here. I try to teach you every time something new, you know. So I see some professionals are following the program very, very well. They went through all the episodes all well. So it's very good. That is the aim of this. So they also get enlightened because they're lawyers or the accountants and so forth. So people consult them and so forth. So remember, adoption per say, like how it's in a Western sense is not permissible. See, me and my wife no children, right? So our example is perfect. So now the Western way is I adopt the son, I adopt the daughter, whatever the case is. So that son, that daughter will carry my surname. That's haram already. It's haram, completely haram. Why is haram? Quran Sharif teaches us Surah chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, verse number 5. That Ud'uhum, this ayat was revealed for adopted children. Zaid bin Haritha, he was known in Makkah Mukarramah or that before this ayat as Zaid bin Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Zaid the son of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was like the adopted son of the Master alayhi salam. Allah jalla wala revealed the verse Surah 33 verse 5, Ud'uhum li'abaihim, call them the adopted children by the biological father's name. Huwa aqsatu indallah, that is justice by Almighty Allah. Now many a time when you adopt a baby boy, baby girl, the social workers tell you, we can't tell you by law who is the biological father, biological mother, so we don't know. So Almighty Allah's knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing for all times, all places, all circumstances. So Almighty Allah already gave us the answer. فَإِلَّمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَبَاءَهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَمَوَالِيكُمْ. So remember, you don't know the person's biological father, but you adopted that baby, that child, so they are your brothers in religion. Open Bukhari Sharif. Speaking about this ayat here, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, for Zaid bin Haritha, أَنْتَ أَخُونَا وَمَوْلَانَا. So open Bukhari, you will find it there. So that is a perfect example of how you explain that verse there. So you must remember, he was then, his name went back to his father's, that Zaid bin Haritha radiallahu anh. So let's take an example. I adopt a baby girl, her name is Zainab. So we say Zainab, daughter of Islam. Or we say son, Yusuf, Yusuf Islam, or Yunus Islam, or whatever you want like that. So like that is a first story. Second one is this, that what about inheritance? That adopted children don't inherit. Adopted parents don't inherit. But to solve their problem is very easy. So you bequeath for them up to one third, whether it's 5%, 10%, 15, 20, 25, 30% or whatever. So that you can bequeath for them, wasiyah can be done, whether it's adopted son, adopted daughter, adopted father, adopted mother. So that's how you solve of that problem. Then there's another problem also. So what is that? So now I adopted the baby, you must remember, 1 week old, 1 month old, 3 months old. So when that baby girl grows up, she reaches the age of murahiqa. In Islam, the earliest the baby girl becomes baligha is 9 years old. So when she's 8, 9, so between me and her, there will be parda and hijab. If the baby boy, the earliest the baby boy becomes baligh and mature is at the age of 12. So when he reaches 11, 12, murahiq, so between him and my wife, so remember, hijab parda will be compulsory. So in a case like that, the easy way to circumvent it, to solve the problem and so forth will be that lady, so that wife, so she must breastfeed those children there. So the adopted children. But the the breastfeeding has to take place قبل الحولين, before 2 lunar years. So after 6 months, 1 year, whatever it is, she can take medications, and they get some medication, and thereafter she breastfeeds them. So according to Hanafis, Malikis, even if little bit milk came out and the child drank, so she will become the foster mother and her husband will become the foster father and so forth. And according to the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis, they say 5 times you have to breastfeed, then only you'll be considered as the foster father, foster mother. So that is an academic discussion there. Wa ummahatukum allati arda'nakum, Surah 4 verse 23. So you must know this, you children, Muslim children who are adopted, and sometimes because your adopted parents are well known and famous and what have you, is like you cut off ties with your own biological parents. That's a major sin. Understand that. And you are proud about it. Your lineage now is gone to your adopted parents. I know so many examples like this. So remember the hadith in Musnad Ahmad, Man intasaba ila ghayri abi, when you made your nasab, your lineage, to one, a person who's not your biological father, your adopted father, your stepfather, whatever it is, فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, then Allah's curse, the people's curse, the angel's curse, all is on you. You must remember that. Islam is very, very strict that we must protect siyanatul ansab, what the scene. We must protect and preserve the lineage of people. We don't allow ikhtilatul ansab. We don't allow the mixture and the contamination of people's, remember, lineage and so forth. Another example, the lady got divorced, and now she tell that husband, ex-husband, excel your rechmak, I'll fix you up. What she does then, after that, she takes the children, goes to the home affairs, what have you, and re-registers the children on her maiden name. So you know what you did. You're telling the world all five children of yours are harami children. All are bees. All are illegitimate children. That's what you did. So the only time in Islam when the lineage will go to the mother is when the children are harami children, are illegitimate children. These are day-to-day examples I'm giving you, which the ummah is involved in today. So we must understand when we say La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that truly there's none worthy of worship but Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is, will always be the last messenger. I'm Muslim, we Muslima. So the lady, then we must submit and surrender to the laws of Almighty Allah, the teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, lovingly, willingly and sincerely. That's the meaning of Islam. Not we follow our worm's fancies and desires. So we must be clear on this issue as well.
So, Mufti Sahib, the next question is the shares of the brothers and the sisters.
Remember that the brothers, that if you take full brother, like how the son. So you must remember the son is not a Quranic heir, but he is asaba. He is what we will call the person who will take the remainder, residuary. So anything left, then he takes it. And he can't be deprived. He must inherit in normal circumstances. So similarly, with the full brother or the half-brother from the father's side is the residuary. But if you take the uterine brother, so he is Quranic heir. So let's start with them, the Quranic heir. So I passed away and I left a brother or a sister, but the uterine brother, uterine sister, half brother, half sister from the same mother. The mother is the same. So I died, so we share the same mother, but our fathers are different. So you must remember in a case like that, we will say that that half brother, he, if they're alone, they will inherit 1/6. If they two or more, فَإِنْ كَانُوا أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ فِي الثُّلُثِ, then if they brother, sister, they inherit equally. Yeah, it's not double single. There's no ratio 2 to 1. So remember, they will inherit equally. So 100 rand, so 50 rand, like that it will be. But because they are relationship to the deceased, is not very strong. It's through the mother. So all the usul, all the furu, all the ascendants, descendants will deprive them. So the father will deprive them. The jadde sahi, the abul ab, the dada, the paternal grandfather, opa, pa, sa, pa. So the father will deprive them, and the dada, grandfather, paternal grandfather will deprive them. The son will deprive them. The daughter will deprive them. So all will deprive them. Right? We clear on that? So that is the first one. The uterine brother, uterine sister, half brother, half sister from the mother's side. So that's one. Then we got, you must remember that sisters. So sister, full sister, or half sister from the father's side. So just like how you got the daughter, similarly like this. If that sister is one, so 50%. If there are two or more, 2/3. If they come with the brother, so ratio 2 to 1. You see? So therefore, if you know the daughter's share properly, then the same will apply for the sister. But you must be careful. You have to qualify it. Which sister? Ukhtun shaqiqa, full sister. Ukhtun li'abin, half sister from the father's side. So if they come alone, 50%. 2 or more, 2/3. They come with their brother. So the full sister with the full brother. They're sharing the same parents of the person who's deceased. So you must remember, then they will inherit. That is ratio 2 to 1, right? And if there's no full brother, full sister, but there's half brother, half sister from the father's side, so same thing there also. But remember the law. We must never forget that law. So what is the law, Mona Zahid? The law is, once the mayyit, the deceased, was survived by who? The father of the deceased, or the who? The son of the deceased. So then all siblings, all brothers, all sisters deprived. Finish, end of the story. Again, once the deceased is survived by who? The father or the son. So then all siblings, all brothers, sisters of the deceased are deprived. They don't inherit. So that is the summary of it.
Inshallah, we'll take a break now and we'll continue after the break.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you back to this program. Mufti Sahab, as a recap, what are the shares of the biological parents?
MashaAllah, we didn't discuss that, we didn't repeat it, so let's repeat it for today's lesson. So always remember the 2-3 principles. In the wujudil walad, so when the mayyit has passed away and then he or she left the children, then the mother will inherit 1/6. And in the wujudi ta'addud, when that person passed away and they left 2 or more siblings, whether it is a brother, sister, brothers, sisters, whether it's full brothers, full sisters, half brother, half sister, any direction, min ayyi jihatin kanat, we say. So in a case like that, once there's 2 or more, then the mother inherits 1/6. Remember that. So simple law to remember, in the wujudi al-walad, in the wujudi. So the mother inherits 1/6. And if there is no child, no children, or there aren't 2 brothers at all, or it's only 1, then the mother will inherit 1/3. So you must remember that. So for the ummihi thulus. So remember that. Okay. And now we come to the father. So the father is very powerful. So he will inherit, never will inherit less than 1/6. Always remember that. That minimum share for him is 1/6. So there's a child and all that, then there's 1/6. Now you must remember that if the mayyit left the son, so in a case like that, so then the son will take the remainder, the father will get the 1/6. But let's say that the person passed away. So let's just say, we give an example to make it interesting. Now we're telling you, so you must learn to work it out, the Maulana. So the husband passed away, right? So he left a wife and then left a daughter, right? So we have already, you know, in your mind now, the wife, how much she will get? Because there's a daughter. So how much the wife will get, Maulana?
12.5%.
Perfect. So how much the one daughter will get?
50%.
50%. And if it's two daughters?
Two-thirds.
Very good. So whether it's one daughter, two-thirds, but we know the shares, right?
See.
Now, there's a father also. So we just say for our example here, so the person passed away that he was survived by his wife. And the wife shares how much?
12.5%.
Right. And then you must remember that he was survived by one daughter. So how much is her share?
50%.
I told you the minimum share for the father will be how much?
1/6.
Now let's go and count the percentage. So you must remember the percentage will be in those cases there that the person, now what happened, that in this case here, that you see 12.5% for wife, then you must remember that the daughter 50%, so that's already 62.5%, right? And then 1/6 for the father, so that will be just under 17%, so that will take us to 78-79, whatever. So the fact remain, there is still residue. What we call it?
Residue.
Residue means remainder. So whether it's 21% or 22% or less. Now what happens to that? So what will happen to that, Maulana? It will go to the?
Father,
good. Innal aba yarithu minal jihatain. The father occasionally inherits from both sides. The 1/6 he inherited how? Because of?
Quranic heirs.
The will furus. And the remainder residue he inherited because of?
Asaba.
Excellent. Very good. So, mashallah, 99%. Because 100%, if you answer quick, you understand? Right. So, we make 99%. So, mashallah, very good. So, this type of things. Now, Maulana, one last one. Then we're done. So, this person passed away. The mayit is male or female. Now, there are no children. There are no siblings. Nothing. It's only opa and oma. It happens like this. They have a son, they have a daughter. That son, daughter, you must remember, is the only one. And or they are siblings, they are brothers, sisters. So then also it won't make a difference. You must remember that. So, but this guy is not married, that lady is not married. She or he, the son, daughter, predeceases the parents, right? So the father has to bury his own son with his own hands. But bury don't mean now he has to go down in the grave, but he has to see now that, see, my son, daughter, we burying, passed away. You know, it's very difficult. So and this guy was not married, there's no children, nothing. So it's only parents. So even if they're siblings, who will deprive them?
The father.
Father. Very good. So it means that the children will inherit, the siblings will inherit anything. The brothers, sisters, you must remember, of the deceased will not inherit. So who's going to inherit here? You must remember it is father and mother. But just say there's no siblings to make it easy. So no siblings at all, right? And there's no children at all, no wife, nothing, not husband. So the child, son, daughter passed away, one of them, and you must remember they were the only child, and father, mother are the heirs. So how much they will inherit, Maulana? Quran, Google Quran, Surah 4, verse number 11. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلَدُ وَوَرِثَهُ أَبَوَاهُ فَلِأُمِّهِ الثُّلُثُ. So how much will go to the mother?
One third.
What you call this in Balagha, you must write it down, it'll help you in life. You call this Swan'atul Iktifa. Swan'atul Iktifa means Allah mentions one. So that is mantuk. Mantuk means it is announced, pronounced. And the other part is mafhoom, is understood. You see? So Rabbul Mashriqi wal Maghribi, Allah is the sustainer, nourisher, provider of the East and the West. So that is mantuk or mafhum?
Mafhum.
Mantuk. So mantuk means nutq. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ is mantuk. Allah announced it. Allah mentioned it. So mafhum will be Rabbul Junubi wa Rabbul Shimal. You got it? So you call it Swan'atul Iktifa. So it means Allah is the sustainer, nourisher of all the directions. Be clear.
Sí.
So Allah said, "Fali ummihi thuluth." Now you finish the ibarat. You finish the text in Arabic. So "Fali ummihi thuluth." Now you carry on. What it will be? "Wali abihi."
The remainder.
"Athuluthan."
Sí.
"Wali abihi."
"Athuluthan."
For you, you can make shortcut. "Wali abihi albaqi." You see? So like that, you must understand. So you must remember that, so two-thirds. We clear now?
Sí.
So that is how you work out the father, mother, share of the deceased.
Lastly, Mufti Sahib, the recap of the shares of the grandparents before we move on to the new sabak.
Remember that the grandfather, now when we use the term grandfather, it means Abul Ab, Dada. Nana doesn't feature. Nana, maternal grandfather, doesn't feature as far as inheritance goes. At this juncture, at this point here. So Pa, Sapa, Opa, Abul Ab, you understand, Dada. So that is what you call, you must remember this. So he just like the father. The only time he gets deprived, if there's father and dada, grandfather, then the father will deprive the grandfather. What you called it, law, Maulana, I gave you last week, al-aqrabu fal-aqrab, the law of proximity, the law of closeness, legal jargon, the law of proximity, very difficult, so the law of closeness, the nearer you are, you inherit, so father is nearer, he inherits, so grandfather is further, so he's deprived, right? And you must remember grandmother, so same day you will say they inherit 1/6. So that is the share. So whether it's the dadima or the nanima, so whether it is pa sapa ma or ma sama, so whether it is, you must remember that the father's mother or the mother's mother. So if they are there, they inherit 1/6. If both are there, they inherit 1/6. If the mother is there, both of them are deprived. You got it?
Sí.
And if the father is there, then remember, who will be deprived? Then the dadima will be deprived, not the nanima. So you must remember that. So who will be deprived? The dadima. You understood? The paternal grandmother will be deprived, but not the maternal one. She will inherit if there's no if there's no mother there. You clear? All that. So that is, then I told you there's another masla, but that is very complicating. We won't discuss it, you understand? That will really blow the fuses and confuse everybody. So that you have to sit in a classroom and teach page by page, page by page. So anyway, just to make ishara and to just, you know, just give you in summary form, the masla is I died and I left a jet. My father's father, my grandfather, right? So my dada, my paternal grandfather. And I left my brothers. You understood? So I left one, two, three brothers. Oh, and I left my dada, my grandfather. Now what? So Hanafi say, al-jaddu kal-abi, the grandfather is just like the who? Like the father. So what the father does? When the father comes, what happens to the brothers, sisters, all of them? Finished, they are deprived. So same thing Hanafis will say, once the grandfather comes, then all the brothers or sisters, so here we're speaking about al-jaddu ma'al-ikhwa. So the grandfather were the brother. So brother or brothers. So they, Hanafis say, finished. They are out of the picture, finished. So, but majority scholars, they say, no. That we will say that the father, just for imaginary purposes, we make him kal-akhi. So if I died and I left these other people, my grandfather and my three brothers, so we will say for inheritance purposes, how many brothers?
Three brothers.
No, we will say four brothers.
Four with the father.
Yeah, so the grandfather. So you will consider the grandfather as a what? One of the brothers for inheritance purposes. So then you work it out. The one problem you work out. So see what is his share. So now his share, if there are three brothers and him, so his share will be 25%. And then you work out another masla and the grandfather's share, like the father, cannot be less than 1/6. So then it's 1/6. Then you see which one is more, then you give him that. You call it muqasama, you see? So I just made summary of it. It got a lot of details and all these kind of things there. So that is how they work it out. So the usul, this is people ask, is there difference between Hanafi, Shafi and them in inheritance? We say no. There's no difference except in 2-3 issues. For example, one I mentioned already, when we say burial, funeral expenses, then when we say debts. So debts, Hanafis will say, duyunul insan, that what you owe human beings and creation. And remember that they, insan can mean a person or company or whatever. And you must remember, Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis will say that whether it's human being or whether it's Almighty Allah. You see? So that will be one difference. Then in this place there's a difference. In inheritance here, when you have your opa, your pasapa, your dada, your paternal grandfather, and your brothers, you see? So brothers here mean which brothers? Your full brothers or your half brothers from your father's side. Because if it is your grandfather with the mayit, uterine brothers, sisters, then the brothers, they get deprived. Unanimously, consensus this. So when we say brothers, we must classify and define which brothers. Full brothers or half brothers from the father's side. You got it? So that is what is meant.
Mufti Sahib, but the new sabak is the shares on the nephews and the nieces.
Okay, that's very good. Now again, you must understand this here. We are discussing today's lesson now. The she also falls, you must remember, in the category of Quranic heirs. Who is this lady we're talking about? In Arabic, Bintul Ibn. What we call her? Bintul Ibn. I'm the mayit. My son's daughter. Understand? My son's daughter. So I passed away. My son passed away before me. Because if the son is alive, then she's out of the equation. Finish. Are you clear?
Sure.
All right. So now you must remember, who are we discussing? That's number one. We're discussing Bintul Ibn. Bintul Ibn means that the mayyid's son's daughter. You understand? Not daughter's daughter. Take that out of the equation. Not daughter's daughter. So therefore, in English, you say granddaughter, finish. We don't have different terms. No, in Arabic, we have all different terms. Like in Urdu, also the different. Patija and Banja and all these type of things, we have all that. So Pota and Nawasa and all. So anyway, here we are speaking about, you must remember, Poti. So you must remember, it is what we will say, the Mayyid's son's daughter. You got it?
Sure.
So you must remember that. So when it is the son, now the son already passed away. Now I passed away. You understood? So when will this granddaughter of mine through my son inherit? That's the question we are asking. So if there's one daughter, go back to the daughter now. If there's one daughter, so remember that there will be 50%. If there are two daughters or more, then it's 2/3. If there's two daughters or a daughter or two or whatever with a son, then it's the ratio 2-1. Right? So that is finished. But now we're going to change it a bit. That change it a bit is mean we're coming to another permutation, another situation. There's one daughter. So if you look at it, Mohana Zahid, you will see if there are two daughters or more, what is the quota we said for them?
2/3.
2/3, good. If there are two sisters or more, so what is the quota for them?
Still, 2/3.
2/3, isn't it so?
Sí.
Right. So now, when we have one daughter, only one daughter, and you must remember, there is no son. There's no son. But there is Bintul Ibn. There is a granddaughter via my son. You got it? Sure. So you must remember that. So I died. My son died before me, passed away, predeceased me. Now his daughter or his daughters, you must remember, are there. So we will say that one half, 50% will go to the daughter. But there is still 1/6 left. You understood? Takmilatul lithulusayn. That is to complete the 2/3. What you call it? Takmilatul lithulusayn. So it means that one daughter will get 50%. And the 1/6 that is left to complete the quota will go to the who? To the granddaughter. You got it? Sure. But that granddaughter will only inherit if there's no son. That granddaughter, I understand the second point, will only inherit if there isn't two daughters. If there are two daughters or more, what is their share?
Two-thirds.
So the quota is finished. You with me?
Sure.
So now try and visualize. So we say one daughter, 50%. Two or more daughters, then two-thirds. But if it's one daughter and there's no other heirs, but it's Bintul Ibn, a granddaughter, via the son, not via the daughter. So she's my granddaughter by virtue of my son's daughter. I'm the mayit. So in a case like that, and my son already predeceased me, so she's inheriting from her dada, from her?
Dada.
So from her paternal grandfather. So you must remember she will get 1/6. That is on the proviso, there's one daughter only. So if there's a son, she won't inherit. If there are two or more daughters, she will not inherit. But there is another scenario. You can have two or more daughters, you must remember, and then still they can inherit. So this is a bit tricky now, you must understand. Let's say that there's only two daughters. Two or more, we just make it two daughters. So they get 2/3. Right?
Gee.
Therefore, in inheritance, Mosaid, one trick I show you, trick or whatever you want to call it, one, understand? So you must remember, your mind must go to Arabic. So if there's Bintul Ibn, and with her, there's Ibnul Ibn. You understood?
Sure.
So there is two daughters, there's no son, nothing, and there is a granddaughter, but with the granddaughter, there is what? The grandson also. So my son passed away before me, and remember that he left a son and daughter, for example. And now when I died and passed away, I only left two daughters or three daughters or four daughters, whatever. So 2/3, no other heirs, right? But now when we go to the grandchildren, we find Ibnul Ibn, we find Bintul Ibn. So then that 1/3 that is left will go to them. Ratio 2-1. You got it now? So that is how it will work. The share of nephew and nieces. The main thing you must know, when we speak of nephew, nieces, they are connected to a deceased via the male, not via the female. That's the main rule you must know. Understood that? So that's the main thing that you must know. So alhamdulillah, we finish now with today's lesson. So now we finish with all the Quranic ayahs. Now we give inshallah the news bulletin with Brother Yusuf Ali, and thereafter mashallah advices by Mufti Hashim Bauda Sahab mashallah between 12 and 1. 1 o'clock Zohar Azan, then 105 to 130 Surah Zumar, verses 7 to 10 today inshallah al-Aziz. 130 to 2 Surah Maryam, verses 64-65, 2 to 3 current affairs, Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:35. Listen to it, very interesting. We had today non-Muslim, many callers. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. 3 to 3:35, 3:35, 3:38 to 4 o'clock. Shamail Tirmidhi, Mufti Ahmad Khanpuri. And then 4 to 5 Surah Ali Imran with Maulana Ridwan Kaji. 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. And then 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of Surah Zumar, verses 7 to 10. And then 7:30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel Rahimahullah's advices. Then 8 to 10, the discussion. Tonight, inshallah, Maulana Salim Karim, Maulana Arafat. Then 10 to 11, Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki Al-Shaheed Rahimahullah. So, mashallah, wonderful programs. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We head on to the news now with you, Brother Yusuf Ali. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.